Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. I think we can all agree that the red tape and runaround with local government can be pretty frustrating. And that frustration is only agitated when there's a problem. The city gets money to address that problem, but then doesn't spend it to address the problem. It's like, what? You got the money. Use it. Rachel Hinton and Manny Ramos are investigative reporters, and they recently looked into some of the federal funding Chicago received to combat homelessness. What they learned was that over the past 2 years, Chicago has allocated millions of dollars for housing and other programs for its unhoused population. But unfortunately,
about 15% of it total has been spent so far.
It's a good reminder that money itself doesn't solve everything. Manny and Rachel's report came out earlier this month for the Illinois Answers Project. Both of them are now working for Block Club Chicago, and they're here with me now to get into that report. Rachel, Manny, thank you for joining.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
So what prompted you to look into how this money is being spent?
Actually, WBEZ did a story several months back about how the city was moving people from airports and really trying to make it hard for people who are unhoused to stay in airports. And so to me, there was a big question about, you know, man, this seems like it sucks. You know, like you're already homeless. You find somewhere that, you know, provides shelter. What more could be done, basically?
Knowing that the city had received a windfall of cash from the federal government to help prop up and support homelessness programs, it was kind of odd to see sort of this mass action to kick people out of these places and these spaces when, you know, the previous mayor was bragging that, you know, there was so much money that was being put into these services. But it just from the outside didn't seem like much was getting done. Mm. So knowing that there was sort of like federal reports that were mandated by the city, we wanted to take a closer look at sort of that funding mechanism and how that money was being spent.
Okay, so we started talking about the money already. Let's get into some other numbers first here, though. How many people in Chicago are experiencing homelessness right now? I know it can be kind of hard to nail down, but what do you have as far as a sense right now?
So, yeah, it kind of depends on which metric you want to use. So the city does a point in time count, but that's just like a one night snapshot of people experiencing homelessness. So the most recent snapshot for 2023 has that on, you know, on a single night, I believe there were over 6,000 people experiencing homelessness. But other like organizations say that count is probably likely closer to like 65,000. And I should say organizations and city officials. Like, it seems like everybody understands that depending on, you know, which metric you use, the number is going to be substantially different.
Yeah.
And also, like, that doesn't take into account people who live doubled up. So people who are couch surfing or who are like, mm-hmm. you know, who reach out to a friend and say, hey, like, you know, I've hit some tough times. Can I like stay on your couch or stay in a guest bedroom? And then, you know, maybe a couple of weeks to a month later have to do that again because like they're still, you know, experiencing homelessness. They still don't have a home of their own.
So how much has the city allocated for services for Chicagoans experiencing homelessness?
So in the 2023 budget, the city has allocated over $200 million that it said is supposed to go toward homelessness. Now, this is a funding mechanism that has a lot of buckets of money coming from the feds, from the state, from city bonds that look to sort of address the issue of homelessness itself. We narrowed down specifically into some of the ARPA funds. That's the American Rescue Plan Act funds mm-hmm. That the city got, you know, in the wake of the pandemic to sort of help revitalize businesses as well as other mechanism within city government. With this ARPA funding, they dedicated about $52 million from that fund to start up about four new programs that would help people experiencing homelessness. So we have the Rapid Rehousing Program, which allocated about $27.3 million. And that was sort of help get folks into housing much quicker. Then there's the $12 million Stabilization Housing Pilot Program. There's the $8.2 million Reentry Workforce Development Program and the Rapid Rehousing Services for Gender-Based Violence Survivors. And with all of that sort of pot of money going into these four programs, we found that only a fraction has been spent over the past 2.5 years. About 15% of it total has been spent so far.
Manny, can you get into why so much of the money has gone unspent? I know you said the city has said, you know, the staffing issues. Can you just talk more about that? What's happening here?
Sure. So it seems like we've heard multiple reasons on what's going on with why the money is so slow to go out the door. One of the more interesting, you know, answers we got is that this is the first time the city has been able to receive such a large amount of money that it's been slow to go out the door just because it's just a lot of money to work with. So they want to make sure that the money's going to the proper places it needs to go to, which can take time to speak with stakeholders, as they like to say, to sort of like develop sort of the best plan of action. The second thing is just simply as something that we've all have been hearing about in the past couple of years is just the severe staffing shortages that's going on in the industry, particularly in the nonprofit world, where folks are having difficulties recruiting people to sort of fill these vacancies. And in return, they can't sort of like get these programs off the ground or are moving really slow to do so. And then the third thing is because of that, because there's staffing issues, they've been slow to sort of like figure out plans on how to distribute the money. There are some organizations who are a part of the program that have now have hinted that they may leave the program just because that there's it's difficult to sort of navigate, essentially.
Can you talk about, for this particular funding, what impact all of this is having? You're saying that, for instance, there's one organization that's just like, we don't have enough staffing. We can't implement this. We may not be able to stick with working with the city on this. What else isn't being done or what gaps aren't being filled because of the bureaucracy or whatever it is that's slowing down the usage of this funding?
Another aspect that we heard is that the DFSS, which is an organization within the government.
It's the Department of Family and Support Services.
Yeah. And we've been told that from a few organizations that they've been slow to reimburse nonprofits that are in these fields helping out homelessness.
Yes.
Or helping out people experiencing homelessness. So I think that's putting an added strain on sort of these tight shoestring budgets to begin with.
Yeah.
So I think that's another aspect of the homelessness programs that are problematic in Chicago.
Yeah. And the people out there experiencing homelessness are just, you know, they're still dealing with it.
Right.
It's not getting better for them in a way that it could be.
Totally.
So how have city officials responded to your request for comment on this?
It took a while. The mayor's office declined to make the mayor or others in his administration, who could probably speak on this, available. It took a while for us to get the comment that we ended up getting from Brandy Kanazi. Yeah, it was slow.
So what did Brandy Kanazi, the commissioner for DFSS, what did she say when you got that response?
She really talked about... In a statement, she said, you know, it takes time to set these things up. You know, we've been working diligently to launch these homelessness programs. You know, launching them has been the focus of 2022. You know, these are long-term programs that provide monthly housing supports to people. You know, basically, it takes time. Like, give us some time, basically.
We have been talking on the show about the city having funding for certain services, but not actually using that money quickly or efficiently. Replacing lead pipes in Chicago is an example of that. As investigative reporters on this topic, do you think these excuses, these reasons that the city is giving are adequate?
I think it makes sense. Like, I understand that a multi-year or multi-pronged, like, program is going to take time to develop. But then I also think of the people we spoke to who are experiencing homelessness and who are like, I've been on this wait list for years. Like, when is it going to happen? Or who talk about, like, you know, not being able to get like housing or whatever else because they don't have IDs or they don't have like the fundamental things that you need to get housing. And I think about, you know, the response that we got from the city, and I think about the lives that we saw, you know, while reporting this story. And sometimes it's hard to mesh the two. It's hard to like be okay with it. Especially when you think about, you know, going back to the beginning of this conversation, you think about people being, you know, moved out of airports or trains or, you know, bus stations or whatever, because they are not able to find or not being connected to other housing. And so it makes it hard to like reconcile those two things.
Yeah, and I think for me, it's sort of like how these dollars were marketed from a political standpoint. We were told essentially that these ARPA funds were going to come in and help people immediately during the pandemic. And it turns out that like that's not the case. This isn't a sort of like quick set program that's going to be up and running the next day, right? This is going to take times. It's going to take years, as we found out. And I think just if that's the case, then I think just being upfront with the public about the process is better.
Like the previous administration and others want to, you know, kind of pat themselves on the back sometimes and say things are like we're making a bold, audacious plan to like spend this money and whatnot. But, you know, you look around and you don't really see that.
Is there anything you've uncovered in your reporting that did not make it into this story?
I do think like we spoke to far more people experiencing homelessness than made it into the story.
That's true. Okay.
And that was like, I don't know, eye-opening, impactful for me personally. And I think that often people, when we talk about homelessness, there's a misconception sometimes that people like don't want to get jobs or they don't want to do things to help themselves get housed or something. And like that couldn't be further from the truth. And that's, you know, that's not a perception I walked into the story with, but like hearing it firsthand from people and hearing how hard people are trying and, you know, the help that they need.
Yeah.
I wish that maybe we were able to convey that slightly more.
For example, we spoke with a man who was behind on his Ravenswood apartment and he was evicted and he had nowhere else to go. But so his and his dog was sort of living in a tent underneath a viaduct, and him just explaining how, you know, he never thought he would be homeless and now he is, right? And I think that sort of feeds into this idea that like we're all simply just like one paycheck away from being homeless. And it can happen to anyone, whether it be a medical expense that causes you some problems and financially, we're so close to it than we really think.
Rachel Hinton and Manny Ramos are investigative reporters at Block Club Chicago. Rachel, Manny, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You can read Rachel and Manny's story at illinoisanswers.org. The headline is, "The city has spent only 15% of $52 million in federal money dedicated for homeless programs." And that's it for today. Thanks to Justin Bull and Sarah Stark for producing The Rundown and to Ariel Van Cleve for editing the show. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. And we love hearing from you. Email us with your thoughts, questions, and what you want to hear on The Rundown at therundownpod@wbez.org. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.